Okay, as you all recall, we're up to Perek Talit, I believe Mishnah Vav. My trusty paper has it. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol HaMechaber Es HaTorah Gufay Mechubar Al HaBriyos. Okay, it says Rabbi Yossi says, somebody who gives honor to Torah, Gufay Mechubar Al HaBriyos, his body, his person will be honored by people. So if Machal the Torah will have his guf mechulel al habriyos, will not be honored by people. Now it's a little difficult to know exactly what the Mishnah is telling us. Guarantee? It's not a guarantee. Not everyone who is mechabit Torah has this honor, has this thing that everyone's mechabit him, and the reverse. So Chaim V'Lajna takes a lesson to be learned from the Mishnah, what the Mishnah might be teaching us. When the Mishnah says that somebody's mechabit the Torah is gufay mechubar al habriyos. So he says the following. Let's learn what he says, and then we'll try to appreciate it. Rabbi Yossi HaMekol mechabit es ha-Torah. Ki lepa'amim ha-yetzer misameh es einei ha-adam. Occasionally the Yetzer Hara blinds him, a person. The Yetzirah tells a person, you're a Talmud Chacham, you should go out with fancy clothing. He's a Kavra Torah, he should go around dressed. He doesn't mean he had to go dressed cleanly, which everybody is supposed to go dressed and properly. But it means the Yetzirah tells a person, you should go out dressed in a better way, because you're a Talmud Chacham. And in turn, he's going to have to earn more money to make money. So that he can make himself nicer clothing. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi, I think, is it Rabbi Eichanan? He called my clothing mechabdoisai, that which gives me honor. So the Yetzer Hara dresses up as the Yetzer Tov. It tells a person, look, you're a chashuv person. So you have to be presentable to people. And therefore, you have to dress better. I guess today we'd say you have to have a nicer house, for people. L'zalmar atana shehutos. K'chol ha-mevazes ha-toyra u-mechalala. Ena begadim ha-mechubadim ma-yilin lai. Kimen shegoyfoy mechol. Somebody who mevazes the Torah, nice clothing is not going to help him. K'chol ha-mechabedes ha-toyra v'ayzik v'atamid. Gufay mechubid. Maybe you want to be known as a snappy dresser, so you have to dress in a snappy way. But if you're doing it that people should honor you for your Torah, so that's not true. The begadim noam are not going to change it. Are you talking like mechula lashon chilul, kama chilul ma'isa lashon chilul? For lashon of changing, math lechayi oila mechayi shah. Gufay is machlev, gufay mechulul muchlev, v'tzadik. Mitzara nechlatz v'yavehu tachtov. So he's saying gufay mechul ala priyais, his benefits are going to be lost, and the tzaddik will gain them. And I think what the idea that he's saying here in a narrower way is that a person, a good person who has strengths, very often makes a mistake and wants to live someone else's strengths. In other words, a person in this example, somebody who's going to be honored for being a Talmud Chacham, but he sees people who are honored for living in a fancy way or in a nicer way. So he wants to take that and somehow confuse that with Kavod HaTorah. That's going to increase Kavod HaTorah if he has a nice fancy house or a nice fancy clothing. Chaim V'Lajna didn't dream of fancy houses. He dreamt you're going to need a lot of money because you're going to need to wear nicer clothing. The idea, it's an important idea, and I wish I had more examples of it from Chazal, that people have to live their strengths, not other people's strengths. It's very often that people make the mistake. I have a good friend who passed away recently, a very wealthy man. His wife never had anything to do with the business, not a thing, with the businesses that he's involved in. And he passed away, and she's been trying to do things she can't do. And finally I felt a need to call her down and speak to her. that she should be her. She shouldn't be her husband. She's not her husband. She's going to try to run businesses. She's going to fail. A person has to live his strengths, not his dreams, not his chalaimus of who he might be. And that idea that a person has to live his strengths is an important thing. You see, by Gedalia Yisrael, I like to think of Rav Shneur Kotler, who took the helm from Reb Aaron Kotler of Lakewood. If he had tried to be a Reb Aaron, he would have flopped. He would have failed. As godless was, he didn't try to be Reb Aaron. He tried to be Reb Shneur. He tried to be who he was. And it's a totally different person. I'd say the same thing if I'm allowed to, if I'm getting in trouble for this, to say that Reb Aaron Schechter taking over Rav Huttner. He didn't try to be Rav Huttner. It's a wisdom to try to be who you are. And the opposite of that is, I like to think of Bobby Mercer and Mickey Mantle. Mickey Mantle retired. Bobby, who knew? You never heard of Bobby Mercer? Come on. So Bobby Mercer was the center fielder that was going to be the next Mickey Mantle. I don't remember him. So he was a kid. I mean, he must have been, I don't know how old he was, 18 or 20 years old. He was a great athlete. And he was going to be Mickey Mantle, so he really tried to be Mickey Mantle, but he wasn't Mickey Mantle. You know? If he had tried to be Bobby Mercer, he would have done well. So, yes.
How funny character. Somebody's good in business, but not so much as a target. He spends his time as successful in business. I mean,
definitely. I mean, he has to do the things he's mechuyev to do. But if his power, his kayach and b'gavet Hashem is that way, that's what he should do. It's taka a very big indication that today, I don't mean any one individual, but the wealthy people are all putting out svarim today. There's one fellow in Lakewood who writes for them. He pays them. And they take, I imagine, it's their own Torah, but there's a fellow in Lakewood, a very capable writer, which has a lot of money, and he writes for them. And that's the style now. That's a very nice thing that wealthy people want to put out svarim. It's a lot better than wealthy people wanting to put out new cars or other things. But it's sort of, there's nothing wrong with it. But the idea that a person should live his strengths instead of his imagination is a very important lesson, I think, that people have to have, yeah. I wonder if that story is recorded someplace. It could be a true story because there's no question that people, in general, people have to live their strengths. I don't know enough Maramakimis for it to make a shir out of it, but I see it in people. I see it in people. In yeshiva, it's the same problem. When you have boys that are good, average Talmidei Chachamim, and they can be Avdei Hashem, and go straight to Gan Eden, and do all the good things, and they get depressed because they can't write Chiddushei Torah, or they get depressed because they can't, who knows why. And it's a mistake.
It's also a function of the tzibur, because when somebody like Rav Shneur Kotler takes over yeshiva, inadvertently, I think a lot of people have the expectation that they're getting another Rav Aaron somehow. They expect it to be like Rav
Aaron. I guess it's true. That makes it even harder.
But there are a lot of people who...
Yeah, no, Thor Shneur is Rav Aaron, but Rav Shneur would imagine that people expect it.
Yeah.
And it's a common mistake that good people make. They try to be people they're not. Very often they're fed by people closer to them who are going to convince them that their mahalach is popular, but it's a mistake. It's a common mistake that people try to live the strengths that they're not. Chaim V'Lashon is not talking about him doing averus here. He's saying if your strength is tyrus, so believe that be the Talmud Chacham. Don't be the cool guy. All right, that's called mechaber es tyrus. So he's saying it's not a guarantee that if you're mechaber tyrus, goof is mechaber abrius. Just saying if you're Talmud Chacham, so be mechubit for being a Talmud Chacham. Don't look for other vehicles to get yourself covered. Zion. Koil, now the word is Bereshomad Ayimer. Hachoisech Asma Yom Nekudis, that's a sin. Hachoisech Asma, right? I wonder if it's related. Okay, like Hachoisech Shifta Yisai Nebedai, right? So Hachoisech Asma Min Hadin, Pirik Mimenu Eva Gezel Ushwar Shav. Somebody who avoids going to a din Torah saves himself from disputes and ill feeling, from stealing and from false oaths. Vagasli by Bahira, somebody who's quick to go run to Psak Halacha, Shaita, he's a fool, Rasha, an evil person, Vagasruach. So he explains briefly on the bottom. It's a proper thing to try to avoid going to a din Torah, even if you're right. Once a person gets embroiled in a din Torah, he ends up doing things that he would never imagine himself doing. And I've heard that people say this, that people embroiled in the very Torah saying, yeah. Words like, I never thought, you know, that I would end up doing such and such. And you're talking about people who spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to win in a fight over tens of thousands of dollars. And the Maisim B'chalyan, it's a routine thing. And still have at home, there were two people in a bitter dispute, in the early stages of a bitter dispute, who came to me. And I'm not a person with a lot of patience. I would have succeeded. I gave them a deadline of Shushan Purim. As in the both, I drew up a compromise solution. I still have it at home, a two-page solution. And I told them that they're going to spend $500,000 between the two of them in court if they don't settle on it. And there's no way, there's not $500,000 to fight over. And one side accepted, one side rejected it, so they ended up in court. That was Shushan Purim. So a week ago, I sent them an email. I'm friendly with both of them. They're good people. And they're wasting money, and they're gesund. And somebody had told me about one of them who he says he's not, they don't recognize him anymore. He used to be a happy-go-lucky person. Now he's a bitter person. So I sent them, and they both agreed to sign an arbitration agreement. Now, to settle the disputes. So, $500,000 later, I don't know exactly, you know, at least $400,000 later, we'll see what'll happen. At least they should pay me now the $100,000, you know, but, whether they'll come to it, I don't know. You know, it's a long way from here till there. But, it's normal. One side complains about the other. I say, I know, that's the way it happens. It happens every time. In divorce fights, in partnership fights, people get embroiled in it. So that's what the Tana is saying. The Tana is saying that if you're going to get yourself embroiled in this type of a dispute, it's going to drag you down. A person never thought he would steal, never thought he'd swear falsely. But you get dragged into it, and, I don't care. That's what happens. Gasli by Bahira, according to this, is a person who is Gasli by Bahira traditionally means someone who passes when he's not ready to. But here it means that he's Gasli by to go for a psak when he shouldn't. He's going to get embroiled. Now, if two people have a dispute, they can go for a psak. There's nothing wrong. When two people are at each other's throats, then the halacha and the Ratzon Hashem is no longer at play. The bottom he says, Pirek Shaita, Eina Chayshish Lagazel Shvua. Quickly you'll see he won't be Chayshish for stealing or for swearing falsely. He thinks he's going to win. I don't know. I'm convinced in law school they tell the lawyers, they tell me, I don't know, you have to ask a lawyer, if they tell the lawyer to tell, each lawyer to tell his side, oh, you're going to win for sure. That's what it seems. So everyone always tells me, my lawyer said, it's an easy case, I'm going to win for sure. The lawyer always says, yeah. So I don't know. Either the lawyers really think so, or that's part of the training. I don't know. They might say, oh yeah, the lawyers always say that. And, or sometimes they say beforehand, the lawyer told you he's going to win for sure, right? I say, yeah, but the other guy's lawyer also told me he's going to win for sure. So you know who's going to win for sure. The two lawyers. Guaranteed. A ches. You tell him, the lawyer says he's going to win for sure. I'll let him take your case on contingency. Mishneches. Who are Yaimer? Alti don yechidi. Shein don yechidi ela echad. Never be danid in Torah alone. Shein don yechidi ela echad. Only God can be dan yechidi. Valtaime kiblu daiti shein rishon velayata. And don't say, listen to me, because if the others are more than you, then they have a right and not you. Now, the way Reb Chaim Volozhin explains Alti Don Yechidi, simple pshat and Alti Don Yechidi is a Gemara in Sanhedrin, that a dayan shouldn't be alone, shouldn't be a don, shouldn't be danid in Torah by himself. Sometimes two sides come to a yachid, and the yachid tells them, you know, I'll do my best to make a settlement between you. But to be sure that you'll know a din, and even a Chashim Mishpat especially, is virtually impossible. Now he explains it differently. On the bottom he's saying it doesn't refer to it entirely. When you're involved with two others in it entirely, don't say kiblu daiti. I could have done this without you. So a person shouldn't say that, because if you're one of three on a bezdin, so we follow the rive of the bezdin. Even though one person is smarter than the other, it doesn't go that way. That's why the practice in a bezdin is that the smartest or the gadla bezdin says his opinion last. Maschilim enakot, maschilim enatzad. We start from those. I once heard a nice vart. It says in Kamsa Bar Kamsa, and Basanusa Shel Reb Schaye ben Avkulas caused the Chorban. Schaye ben Avkulas said that the animal that was brought from the Caesar shouldn't be offered as a carbon, even though it was a danger. So it says the anivus of him caused the chorban. What anivus? I know what anivus was, his opinion. The answer is he was the godel in the best. And he really, once he said we should do this, everyone listened to him. But had he not been such an anav, he would have said, I'm the godel, let the other guys go first. The other guys would have said their opinion, that we should bring this carbon. The Caesar is just going to be angry at us. So his anova brought down the base of English. But Akaponim, that's what it says. He had Shehem Rishayim, Sha'av Sha'ata Harav, Mekomokem Alocha Kamaisen Shehem Rabim. Even though you're the Rav, or in this case, I guess the Godla Bezna, the Alocha is like the Rabim, they can compel you to follow their opinion. Shehem Don Yechidi Ela Echad, Kamayim Arakosuv, their judges, kaviyachol of God, someone who paskins wrong, God straightens out the account, and God will straighten out the money, and kaviyachol, as if they're matriach God. You're judging kaviyachol, you're judging God. Now here there's an idea that in honest interpretation of Torah, different people can have different opinions. And a person who's greater could find that we don't find his psak, we don't follow his psak. The Gemara says about Remeir, I believe, in Erevin, in the first parak, that Remeir was right in his disputes. But the people couldn't follow what he was talking about. He gave such a pilpul shir that they couldn't follow what he was talking about. So Memela, they didn't paskin like him. So there's not one interpretation of Torah. There's a Shimon Panim of Torah. There are many different Panim to Torah, and you follow the Rav, even though you're certain that you're correct. Okay, so this is Mishnah Ches. We'll do Mishnah Test God willing Thursday night.